May the peace of Almighty Yahweh rest upon you. You are listening to the Voice of Victory broadcast with Pastor Roberts. We do pray and hope that Yahweh's mighty anointing rest upon you, and that the power of His Ruah, His Spirit, fill your heart. We are delighted in the mighty, great understanding that Almighty Yahweh is revealing unto the house that He has elected to be called His children. Now, Yahweh is not doing this for the world. He is simply revealing His truth unto His elect. And He's called out those that He has chosen, preordained before the foundations of the earth. And we that, as He began to speak by His Spirit unto our hearts, and reveal by His Scriptures whom He is, then we take delight in that. We have this pantheism of religious practices. And it is known in this, what we call Christendom, Christianity, it is a plethora of all kinds of pagan forms of worship, traditions, that will not bring us to the light nor the knowledge of Yahweh. I want to say to you all that are listening that the name of the Son is not this pagan rendition, Jesus Christ. His name is Yahshua, and He is the Messiah of Yahweh. Now, Scripture will show us that this is the Son of Yahweh. It has nothing to do with this pagan translation that we are all accustomed to, that reveals no power, strength, or any kind of anointing at all. It is the traditions of man that have actually made void the word of Yahweh. Men will say today, there is no purpose of the Old Testament. I will ask all of you, my friends, what book, what scripture or scriptures did Messiah quote? What book did Saul, Peter, or any of the apostles, what books of the scripture did they preach from? Did they have the New Testament? We must understand that the New Testament is the fulfillment and the light of Yahweh's glorious power made known according to the pattern and the examples of the old. Saul, as he wrote unto Timothy, he said unto him emphatically, he did not say some scripture, but he said all scripture is given by the inspiration of Yahweh. And it is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction and instruction in righteousness. Now, does that exclude the Old Testament, or is it just inclusive of the New? What scripture was Saul talking about unto Timothy? What scripture did he read from? There was no New Testament rites or writings. He was speaking according to the prophets, the law of Moshe, and the Psalms of David. Those are scripture as well. He said that the man of Yahweh may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. Now what has happened through this diabolical scheme of darkness, and the strength of it is religious practices. And it comes by the way of the apostolics, the Baptists, Methodists, Pentecostal, Holiness Movement. they have actually defied the scripture to establish their own dogma of religion. And so when I began to impart these central truths of the old and new, for you cannot have the new without the old. For the old is the witness of the resurrected power of Almighty Yahweh in a body of flesh. And the old was the foretelling of this magnificent anointing that shall rest upon the Son of Yahweh, and through the power of that hope and witness, he will deliver salvation unto us all. So it is not just partial scripture, but all scripture is given by Yahweh's inspiration. Every word of Yahweh is pure, therefore his servants, they love it. So you cannot denounce or deny, and that is what this religious harlot has done. She has denounced the law of Moshech, the prophets and Psalms, and she says unto this corrupt, vile, wicked generation of religious perversion, whereby man denied the name of the Father, and they hold fast to this pagan, damnable lie that the name is Jesus. And that is a lie from the crutches of darkness. We, that Yahweh brings us in to the knowledge and the light, the truth of his name, you cannot continue to hold on to those pagan identities that have come by this religious harlot spirit of Catholicism, and men that were brought up under that horse doctrine, and they brought their own private interpretation to Scripture. And Scripture is revealed by the Ruah, the Spirit of Yahweh. He reveals that unto us. So what is Scripture? What is Scripture? It is a knowledge and revelation of whom Yahweh truly is. There are many books, there are many translations of what you call Scripture, but it's not the translation that has been sent forth by the anointing of Yahweh. For that anointing will lead us to the truth of Scripture. And man will not be bound and confound and confused as he is in this hour, in the midst of this harlotry, pagan pageantry. You have no anointing of power because man has denied the Scripture. I want to ask you a question. You that think that the Old Testament is irrelevant, it has no significant value at all, I will read Scripture for you. According to Luke chapter 4, verse 16, it says, Messiah, and he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up. And as his custom was, he went into the tabernacle on the Shabbat, and he stood up for to read. And there was delivered unto him the book of Isaiah. Do you understand that? Not the letter of the epistle of Saul unto Titus, but the prophet Isaiah. And when he had opened the book, he found the place where it was written. The Spirit of Yahweh is upon me, because he now, not myself, he hath anointed me to proclaim this evangel, or the truth to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and the recovering of the sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of Yahweh. And he closed the book, and he gave it again to the minister, the elder, the Levite, and he sat down. And all eyes of them that were in the tabernacle were fastened on him. They began to marvel, because it was not the customary tradition as the application of the reading. And look at what Messiah said. Luke chapter 4, verse 21. And he began to say unto them, this day is this scripture fulfilled in your ears. Now, if Messiah spoke from the prophets, then are we not to proclaim this mighty witness of truth? That's what Isaiah, Ezekiel, Nehemiah, the sons of David, what they have declared unto us of this great resurrection of hope through Messiah. And yet in the midst of Scripture, because Scripture is Yahweh, has nothing to do with tradition or man. It has to deal with whom Yahweh truly is. And so as he began to read out of Isaiah the scripture concerning him, and he declared unto them, you have now seen the manifestation, the fullness of that scripture manifested unto you by the law of the Spirit. Because I am the law of the Spirit, and by this law you are free from every tradition of these deceitful scribes and Pharisaic sect. That is your apostolic, your Baptist, your Methodist, your Pentecostal, and every variation of this harlot spirit, of this Catholic whore that seduced the minds of men to formulate some ritual worship, has nothing to do with the spirit of truth. And the only spirit of truth come forth by the revelation of Scripture. And he began to speak and show them the fulfillment of Scripture. If the Old Testament is irrelevant, then this verse of Scripture is a lie. I want to read it. According to Matthew chapter 5, verse 17 and verse 18, Messiah declared, think not that I am come to destroy the law or the prophets. I am not come to destroy, but to fulfill. Everything that the prophets prophesied, it was the fulfillment of the hope of Yahweh to a people that had rejected, dejected, that were dejected and rejected Almighty Yahweh. He said, I have not come to destroy the law. Then why is it these harlots have tried to destroy the law of Yahweh? He said, I have not come to destroy the prophets. Then why are we trying to destroy the law of the prophets? He said, I am not come to destroy, but everything they said bear witness of me. I am the hope of that truth that they spoke unto you. He said, for verily I say unto you, till heaven and earth pass, not one jot or one tittle shall in no wise pass from the law till all be fulfilled. Is that not Scripture? And if that is Scripture, and if Messiah declared that with a profoundness, that he did not come to destroy the law of the prophets, Now, what do we have today? Men are destroying the prophets to make them, or try to make them, irrelevant. The law of Yahweh has no power today at all. It ought to be written in our hearts, in the inward parts of our souls. What man has today is his religious perverted tradition. Scripture is the law of what the prophets declared, Moshach, and Messiah is the fulfillment of that you see in the new covenant. In that law of Moshach, in the prophecy of the prophets, we find hope in those things. Because Yahweh is the same today, yesterday, and forevermore. He hath not changed at all. So the scripture is the manifestation of his fullness. Messiah came to reveal unto us the fullness of Almighty Yahweh. I want to give you understanding tonight as to what scripture, what it implies. Look at Acts chapter 8. I want to ask you this. This man was delivered according to scripture. He was baptized according to scripture. Now I want to ask you, did Philip baptize him in the name of Jesus or in the name of Yahweh? That is what scripture says, baptizing them in the name of the Father, by the authority of the Son, and by the direction of the Ruach, the Spirit of Yahweh. I want you to take note of this, Acts chapter 8, verse 29. I want to begin reading. The scriptures tells us of this Ethiopian. He was of the house of Candace, and he had gone unto Jerusalem for to worship. He was returning, as scripture says, sitting in his chariot, reading Isaiah the prophet. Verse 29, Acts chapter 8. Then the Ruah said unto Philip the Spirit, go near and join thyself to this chariot. And Philip ran thither to him, and he heard him read the prophet Isaiah, and said, understandest thou what thou readest? He was not reading Luke, nor Matthew, nor Yohanan Mark. He was reading from Isaiah. And he said, how can I, except some man guide me? And he desired Philip that he would come up and sit with him. The place of the scripture which he read was this. He was led as a sheep to the slaughter, like a lamb dumb before his shear, so open not his mouth. Verse 33, in his humiliation, his judgment was taken away. And who shall declare his generation? For his life was taken from the earth. Acts chapter 4, chapter 8, verse 34. And the eunuch answered Philip and said, I beseech thee, I pray thee, of whom speak as the prophet this, of himself or some other man? Now look at scripture now, the 35th verse. Then Philip opened his mouth, and he began at the same scripture and preached unto him Yeshua. He began to preach Messiah unto this eunuch that had no revelation or knowledge of scripture. And scripture reveals unto us the hope of Yahweh through Messiah. And Messiah is our hope. Let no man deceive you. And the deception of this harlot, that is why they have changed the name of Yahweh to this pagan, lying, deceitful name of Jehovah. And they have expunged the name of Yahshua, which is Yahweh's salvation, and given us this hybrid pagan name of Jesus Christo. Yahshua is the Messiah, and he is the anointed of Yahweh. And so from the same scripture in Isaiah, Philip began to preach unto him the hope, which is Yahshua. And as they went on their way, now he is preaching from the scripture of Isaiah. And when they went on their way, they came to a certain water. And the eunuch said, see, there is water. What doth hinder me to be submerged? And Philip said, if thou believest with all thine heart, thou mayest. And he answered and said, I believe that Yahshua is the hope or the son of Yahweh. And he commanded the chariot to stand still. And he went down both into the water. They both did. Listen now. Into the water. Not this trickery, these lying ways that man has concocted. That whorehouse called the house of prayer. They spray them with water hoses every year. It is a diabolical scheme from hell. It is a lie. It is a corrupt religious harlotry spirit. And they are going to be damned in their sins and trying to wash away their sins. And they are continuously walking in a fleshly manner. It is not the will of Yahweh. That eunuch went down into the water with Philip, both Philip and the eunuch, and he baptized, submerged him in water. And when they were come up out of the water, the Spirit of Yahweh caught away Philip, that the eunuch saw him no more, and he went his way rejoicing. May I ask you a question, my friend? That tries to contradict scripture. What book did the eunuch have to refresh his soul as he read? Undoubtedly, he was about some form of wealth that he was able to even have this book. There were no printing press in that day. And so the Torah, the scrolls, the laws, and the Psalms, it was a meticulous thing that it took time to strive those things. And yet he found the essential hope of the resurrection of Messiah in Isaiah. You cannot denounce scripture, for all scripture is given by that inspiration of Yahweh. And it is profitable for the doctrine of baptism, and the doctrine of baptism tells us what name to baptize one in. It is not in that pagan lie of the name of Jesus. It is in the name of Yahweh, not in the name of Christo or the Lord Jesus or the Lord God Jesus, lies from the pit of hell. Messiah commanded them to go teaching all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father. I ask you, my apostolic, is the Father's name Jesus? Tell me the Father's name. Tell me what the Father's name is, my apostolic friend, or you that are the Pentecostal. Tell me the Father's name. He has a name. And Messiah told those disciples what name and how to baptize. He told them, you baptize them in the name. Irregardless to these perverts that say that scripture doesn't say how or what you say when you take them down in the water, where the command was given by Messiah. He told them, this I command you. So you better find out what the
Father's name is. I know this religious whore would tell you, well, let no man disturb you about your baptism. I'm telling you that that thing was essential. That is why that Ethiopian eunuch was there, and Philip there, Yahweh said, go and preach unto him the hope that is in Isaiah, the prophet. He preached the baptism, water baptism. He did not preach unto him John, Johanna. He preached unto him Messiah, the hope. And he baptized him in water. And we must be baptized, submerged in water, in the name of the Father, by the authority of the Son. He did not come to diminish the glory or cause the emanation of Yahweh's presence to be diminished. Religion has taught us differently. But that is not the truth, my friends. We must be baptized in the name of Yahweh. And that is the truth. Now, you can allow your religious traditions and your feelings. I say to you, my friends, you that are listening, you that are my enemies and you that are my friends, take that scripture to your pastors or to a man of authority you perceive that is led by the Spirit, and have him to explain that to you. If Messiah said that, how do you get Jesus out of the name of the Father? Tell me, my friend, how can you deduct Jesus, that name, the name of the Father? He said, baptizing them in the name of the Father by the authority of Yahshua. I am the one, the Son, and the Holy Ruah, the Spirit, will give you that instruction as how to baptize. We must be baptized that way. All script is given by Yahweh's inspiration. Which one is valid, the old or the new? They are equal. You can preach from the old and still preach Messiah. What a wonderful thing it is. I can preach from the new and still preach Yahweh. He is there because He is the Word. The Word was made flesh. I want to read this in Johanna, John chapter 5, verses 38-39. Messiah declared unto those that declared that they were the seed of Yahweh, he says, and ye have not the word abiding in you, for whom he has sent Yahweh, him ye believe not. Look at what he tells them. Yohanna, John chapter 5, verse 39. Search the scriptures, for in them ye think ye have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me. Can I ask you, my friend, what scriptures did Messiah declare unto them that they must search? Was it Titus? Was it Revelation? Was it Luke? Was it Romans? Was it Thessalonica? Philemon? Not one of those books were written. Some 20 to 30 years after Messiah's death was the first epistle written. So if he told them to search the scripture, if you search the scripture, you will know whether you have eternal life. You search the Old Testament, and if you abide in the law as Yahweh commands us, we have life. Messiah did not come to destroy the law of the prophets. If any man to try and direct anyone any differently, he's a heretic, he's a liar, he's a deceived man, and he's going to die in his unrepentant sins unless he repents. Even the eunuch knew that he needed some man to guide him. This is an arrogant generation. The young men today are very arrogant. They're haughty. No one can instruct them in the profound truths of Yahweh. And you need to be instructed. That Yahshua was a man of authority. He had those under him. And yet he said unto Philip, how can I understand this profound revelation unless there is someone that knows, has the witness of this truth. And Philip began to preach unto him the Messiah. For the Messiah is the anointed one of Yahweh. Search the scriptures, my friend. That is a plural form. They're not scripture, but scripture. But the scriptures are the scripture. I take you to Acts chapter 17, verse 1. Acts chapter 17 and verse 1. Now when they had passed through Amphipolis and Apollyon, they came to Thessalonica, where there was a synagogue or tabernacle of the Jews. And Paul, after his manner, went unto them, and 3 days or 3 Sabbath days, reason with them out of the scriptures. Now what scriptures that Saul reason with them out of? Was it the book of Acts, Colossians, Timotheus, Hebrews, Johanna, Revelation, Jude? What book did Saul reason with those Jews out of? It was out of the law, the prophets, and the Psalms, because in that you find Messiah, the hope of the remnant of Yahweh. Opening Acts chapter 17, verse 3, opening and alleging that Messiah must need have suffered and raised again from the dead, and that this Yahshua whom I preach unto you is Yahweh's anointed one. Now, is that name Jesus? Does that mean Yahweh's anointed? We are a stubborn, rebellious generation. We don't want to deal with the reality of truth. We contend with truth. And these lying preachers that tell you that it's all right to preach in the name of Jesus, they're liars. Once you come to the truth, you cannot deny the name of Yahweh. You cannot. You must acknowledge that truth, that the Father has a name. And if he does not, then tell me the name that when Messiah said, when thou prayest, thou sayest, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. What name is hallowed? Is it Lord? Is it God? It is not so. The Father has a name, and his name is not Christo or Jesus. And if the Father's name is Jesus, then the Son's name is Jesus as well. Yet there is no salvation in that name. It doesn't denote the salvation, nor it denotes the anointing of Yahweh. Listen, my friends, our traditions have blinded the minds of many men today. And they are afraid to contradict these traditions. My soul is much more important than a line of tradition that have been set down by a rebellious group of men that have gone their way because they could not capitulate or concur with the truth that one was preaching. So they began to open up their own little storefronts and their own little doctrines that they began to build based upon lies and deception from their hearts. The Father has a name, and his name is Yahweh. The Son's name is not Jesus. That is a lie from hell. Now you are responsible once you hear that truth. You are responsible. Listen to this. In the same book of Acts, chapter 17, verse 10. Listen quickly. And the brethren immediately sent away Saul and Silas by night unto Berea, who coming thither went into the synagogue of the Jews. Now these were more notable than those that are of Thessalonica, in that they received the word of Yahweh with all readiness of mind, and they searched the scriptures daily. What did they search? Did they search the letter or the epistle of Titus? No, they search Isaiah, Jeremiah, Zephaniah, Malachiah. They search the scriptures. And they did it daily. Whether those things, what Saul had preached, were they so? He preached unto them Messiah, the hope. And they wanted to know if those things were certainly found in Scripture. And if they were not found in the old, they were lies. And they found them in the old. Now, what name did Saul preach in? It was not the name of Jesus. Your traditions are going to damn your soul into darkness and into hell. They searched the Scriptures daily whether those things were so. Therefore, many of them believed. Also of the honorable women which were Greek, and of the men not a few. There were many that believed. For even Messiah, my friends, he is spoken of in the old as well as the new. The New Testament is the quickening power. That is what it is. That was revealed in the old, but the new is that quickening power that was sent forth by Yahweh to make alive the Scripture in the soul of a man. Now that is what the New Testament is all about. It does not denounce the old. It does not do away with the old. It brings it alive and show us that it is real. It is the word of Yahweh. It is the power and the hope of all men. That's what Messiah did. He cannot do anything contradictory to what the Old Testament said of him. He was a fulfillment of that. And that is what it is. So men say, you don't need the Old Testament. They are perverters. As a young man, when Yahweh began to deal with my hearts, I recall an elderly man said to me, son, you don't need the Old Testament. Well, they both were in the book. Why would one be important and the other were not? Well, tradition has taught us that. Men say, well, they esteem the old greater than the new. You cannot do that. If you preach from the old, in the new you will find the very power and the light or the quickening strength of that Old Testament scripture in the new. For Messiah came to fulfill the law and the prophets. And so this corrupt generation today, they deny the scripture. You cannot deny the old and say you walk in the light of the new. You cannot. Scripture tells us in Romans chapter 15, verse 3 and 4. For even Messiah pleased not himself. Listen to this. But as it is written, the reproach of them that reproach thee fell on me. Look at what it says in verse 4 of Romans 15. For whatsoever thing were written aforetime were written for our learning. Now who was Saul talking to at that time? That we through patience and comfort of the Scripture might have hope. Now, how can you deny the Old Testament? This generation is very vile and very wicked. It is an ignorant generation that knows not the Scripture. He said, in patience and comfort of Scripture, we might have hope. Well, there were no New Testament books when Saul wrote this portion of this letter unto those brethren that were gathered in Rome. So how can it be? What scriptures was Saul talking about? He was talking about the law, the prophets, and the Psalms. There's hope. Isn't that amazing? Because when one is going through their trials and great afflictions of persecution, they love the Psalms. Or they love the 23rd Psalms as well. They find hope. They find comfort. They find resurrection. They find a quickening in that Psalms. And yet we want to say that the Old Testament has no validity. You are a fool, gone mad. It is the truth of Yahweh. When a man is going through great afflictions and trials, he will search the Psalms. When he needs wisdom, he will look at the wisdom of Solomon in Proverbs, or the Psalms of Solomon. He will look at those things. All scripture is given by the inspiration of Yahweh, and it is profitable, my friend, for doctrine. Scripture says, and that he was bruised, and that he rose again the third day according to what scripture? He was bruised, and he rose again according to scripture. What scripture? Was it what Luke said? No, it was what Isaiah said, what Obadiah said, and that from a child, even as Saul wrote unto Timotheus, 2 Timothy 3:15. He said, I want to confirm something in you, and that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation. He said, now it is the scripture, it is what Moshech and what Isaiah and Jeremiah, what those men spoke by prophetic utterance. He said, you have known those things from a child, and they are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith, which is in Messiah, Yeshua. And Messiah gives us that hope, that we may have faith and confidence in what Scripture says. That is what the manifestation of Messiah was, to give us hope in Scripture. He came to give us hope in Scripture. Now what this religious horse tradition has taught us is to deny Scripture. And our hope is in some relic like the Roman courthouse, like this Catholicism. Our hope is not in some relic, some splinter of wood, or some St. Andrew or St. Peter. It is in the hope through faith that Messiah fulfilled the law of Moshech and the prophets and Psalms, and he delivered unto us the spiritual power of that. That is what it is. You can't deny Scripture, and the Old Testament is Scripture. Don't let these corruptors corrupt you. And they were all baptized in the Red Sea unto Moshech's baptism. He was a man sent of Yahweh. He was not sent by Dagon or some god, Pharaoh. He was sent by Yahweh to proclaim and to speak the profound truth with utterance by the power of the Ruah, the Spirit, that the hope of Israel was in the law and the prophets and the Psalms. That is our hope, my friend. Messiah made it full when he came. He did not destroy it. Scripture tells us, I want to read this, Johanna chapter 7, verse 37. Listen to this. Johanna chapter 7, John chapter 7, verse 37. In the last day, that great day of the feast, and men have denied that, they reject the feast, Yeshua stood and cried, saying, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. Now, if any man has a thirst, he must come unto me and drink. Listen to what he says. In Johanna chapter 7, verse 38. I ask you, my son, what scriptures did those people have? He that believeth on me, as the scripture has said. What scripture? Was it something Saul had wrote? No, my friend. He that believeth on me, as the scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. There shall be a fountain of the Spirit of Yahweh, whereby his law will be a perpetual strength in a man's soul. He will be governed by that. So Messiah said, you must believe on me as the Scripture has said. What Scripture? He stood up in the tabernacle and he read from Isaiah. He did not read from Titus, Philemon, James, Colossians. He read from the law, the prophet, and the Psalms, the Torah. That is what he read from. You must believe on him as the scripture has said. but this spake he of the Spirit, which they believe on shall receive. For the Ruah was not given, because that Yahshua was not yet glorified. Many other people therefore, when they heard this saying, said of a truth, this is the prophet. Others said, this is the Messiah. And some said, shall Messiah come out of Galilee? Now look at this now. Yohanan, John chapter 7, verse 42. And he got at verse 37. Look what he says at verse 42. Have not the scripture said that Messiah cometh out of the seed of David and out of the town of Bethlehem, where David was? Did not scripture say that? So what scripture said that? Tell me, my friend. So do you denounce the Old Testament? Well, you will not have the fullness of that because Messiah is the fullness of it. You can't accept Messiah if you don't receive that. This generation has taught us a corrupt teaching. And it corrupts the minds of many that they cannot see the truth nor have any sense of the truth. And they have no knowledge of this hope that is in Messiah. Peter declared, wherefore, also, it is contained in Scripture. Where? Behold, I lay in Sion a chief cornerstone, elect, precious. And he that believeth on him shall not be condemned. Where was it found in Scripture? What was Peter, Kepha, telling the people, those Jews, what was he telling them? He says, found in Scripture. If you look in Scripture, you will find it. If you look in the law of Moshach and in the prophets, you will find that he that believeth on him, as the Scripture saith, shall not be confounded. You will not be befuddled. The reason there is so much befuddlement is because we don't believe on him like Scripture says. We believe on him like Mama tells us. And this corrupt periphery of what we call preachers, they're not men of Yahweh. The sons of darkness have transformed themselves to be men of righteousness. And their hearts are full of deceitful works and lies and corruption. I want you to understand, know this first, my friends, understand this above all things, that no prophecy of Scripture is of any private interpretation. It's not given by your little private scrutiny. It is revealed by the Spirit. It has nothing to do with your emotional feelings, but it has to do with what Yahweh reveals unto His people. Can I ask you a question? You not think that the Old Testament has no relevance? Second Peter chapter 1, verse 21. It tells us we know that no prophecy of Scripture is of any private interpretation. For the prophecy came not of old time by the will of man, but by righteous men of Yahweh, spake as they were moved on by the Holy Ruah, the Kadosh, the Spirit of Yahweh. Spake as that anointing rose up in their souls, and they began to speak by that great power. Messiah is the fulfillment of that. He is the spiritual law, or he is the one that brings alive Scripture in our souls. And that's why we are living in such a religious time that men denounce the very laws of Yahweh and His truth. We cannot continue that way. We're not going to see the very presence of His power, His anointing, His righteousness walking in our own religious corrupt ways. We cannot do that, my friend. We must obey what the Word of Yahweh says. The Scripture tells us that there was a certain Jew by the name of Apollos. He was born of at Alexandria. The Scripture says he was an eloquent man. And it tells us that he was mighty in Scriptures. And he came unto Ephesus. This man was instructed in the way of Yahweh, being fervent in the Spirit. He spake, taught diligently the things of Yahweh, but he knew only the baptism of Yohanan. How did he find that in the Old Testament? It's there. It's there. And that's all he knew. He began to speak boldly in the tabernacle of the synagogue, and there were those, Aquila and Prisca, had heard. They took him unto themselves, and they expounded unto him the way of Yahweh more perfectly, complete. And when he was disposed to pass into Achaia, the brethren wrote, exhorting the disciples to receive him, whom when he was come, helped them much, which have been believed through grace, which those have believed through grace. For he mightily convinced the Jews that publicly, Acts chapter 18, verse 28, hear me, my friend, Scripture says that he mightily convinced the Jews, and that publicly, showing by Scripture that Yahshua was Messiah. I ask you, what Scripture did he preach from? He showed them in the Old Testament that Messiah is there. That is why these corruptors tried to tell those of the tribe of Judah, say that Jesus is found in the Old Testament. You are a liar. The name is not found. It cannot be found in any way, form, shape, or fashion. You cannot transliterate the name of Yahweh into Jesus. The name of Jesus is not found. And those that know Scripture, they are well versed enough to say that these are heathens. Now these messianics can say, yes, you are. It's not, yes, you are. His name is Yah. The Father's name is Yahweh. His name is not Yahweh. His name is Yahweh. Not even Yahweh. His name is Yahweh. And so they're taking this hybrid type, this Yeshua, which is nothing but Jesus, and trying to put this Jesus figure, no, it is Yahweh. You will find Yahweh through Scripture. For the Scripture is about Yahweh and Him. Messiah is the hope of Yahweh. You are not saved because of Messiah. You will say because Yahweh, before the foundation of the earth, He saved you. Salvation belongeth unto Yahweh. Messiah is the hope of salvation, whereby Yahweh has promised unto us that believe. We have received this atonement and the hope of this quickening power by faith and the work and the deeds that were done in Messiah. Our doctrine, our teachings have taught us lies and corruption. And these men today, they are not willing to capitulate. You can show them in Scripture. The Bereans there are open mind. We're ready to receive truth. Not this trash, not this folly, not this what they call the movement of Yahweh's Spirit, when folks move with gyrations and foolishness and folly, quacking like ducks and walking like some heathen. That is not the Spirit of Yahweh. That is nothing but your lying tradition, your apostolic trash, your pagan Baptist trash. It is not the anointing of Yahweh. And these perverters that will not preach in the streets of doctrine and truth, they are afraid. Why? Because they throw out a net and they bring in every kind of vile thing, every kind of corrupt thing there is. They are trying to make this way broad and wide, but you can't do that. Messiah didn't do it. And he's not going to allow us to do it either. And that is the truth. You are listening to the Voice of Victory broadcast. Pastor Roberts, I pray tonight that your heart has been blessed or revived, or that has been judged above all things. This is the Voice of Victory broadcast. I do want to hear from you, my friends. You that take this broadcast and you receive a great blessing from it, I want to hear from you in the way of a letter, with an offering, a generous gift. You that will write to me, Pastor Roberts, you can address your letter to me. Pastor Roberts, 717 Miller, M-I-L-L-E-R, Miller Road, Jefferson, J-E-F-F-E-R-S-O-N, Jefferson, South Carolina, 29718. You that will write, send a generous gift, an offering that that will help in this outreach that always placed in this man of Yahweh's heart. His name is Yahweh. It is not Jesus, it's not Lord. The Father and the Son's name is the same. That's why we ought to be baptized in the Father's name. Their names are not different. It is just the hope of salvation in the name of the Son. Baptize them in the name of the Father. Your way. You need to be baptized in that name. Don't let these liars tell you it's all right to be baptized in Jesus' name. You hear me. You come to that knowledge. You are responsible. You that will call me tight, wherever you are, let me know how the broadcast is coming in. You call me. Area code 843-658-6222. Call now. Area code 843-658-6222. You leave your name, address, and your zip code. We must know the truth, my friends. We must walk in the way of the truth. Write me, my friends. You can write or call. Address your letter to me, Pastor Roberts, 717 Miller, M-I-L-L-E-R, Miller Road, Jefferson, J-E-F-F-E-R-S-O-N, Jefferson, South Carolina, 29718, USA. You that will call me tonight, wherever you are, area code 843-658-6222. The Father has a name, my friends, and it's not Lord. We've been taught that in our traditional ways. I was taught that you. No, I did not try to find some books to find out what his name. You always began to deal with my heart. His name is not Lord. 25 years ago, as a precious man of Yahweh said to me, his name is not Lord. His name is not Jesus. But his name is Yahweh. And because he had come out of the Church of God in Christ, he did not preach that emphatically. Yet, Yahweh began to deal with my heart some years ago and began to bring me to the knowledge of this truth. He has a name. It's not Lord. It's not God. It's not the pagan rendition or the translation of Jesus. You were saved in that name. No, you were not. You were saved by the grace of Yahweh. You were saved by grace through faith. It was not anything that you could do about that. It was just his gift that he saved you. Salvation belongeth unto Yahweh. And he says, only Yahweh can save. No other one can save Yahweh. And so the Son's name cannot be Jesus, Lord. His name is Yahshua. He came in the Father's name. The Father's name is Yahweh. Yahweh, and that is his name. May his strength rest upon you. His mighty anointing fill your heart. Continue in the faith, my friends, you that are listening. There are many things that you will hear on this broadcast. I'm heard here 5 days a week. 5 days a week, Monday through Friday. May Yahweh bless you tonight, keep you. From all the saints here in Victory Community, we say to you, our friends and our listeners, Shalom in Yahshua's mighty name. Bless you all.